T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And we're privileged to be joined by Lisa Blanchard, Vice President of Clinical Services for Spectrum Health Systems in New England Recovery Center. Lisa, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, listen, you can really, really help us out here because obviously we've been talking a lot about the Josh Gordon situation. It has been reinstated with the Patriots. He's had a lot of different chances. And all afternoon long, I've heard a lot of people call up Lisa to give their opinions, and they're all over the place. Some people have no sympathy for him. Some people say, hey, you know what? He should get as many chances as he needs. My first question to you, Lisa, and I understand, like, you do not probably know Josh Gordon, and you do not know even what he tested for. But one of the things that I think about is environment. For Josh Gordon, he is going back into the work environment, a structured football environment. In your experience, what is there a good and bad when it comes to people getting healthy in regards to recovery from this?
So the environment is really, really important, but what's most important about it is what recovery plan he has set up for what environment he's walking back into. So, you know, NFL is, of course, extremely stressful, you know, high stress, high anxiety environment to perform. And so his recovery plan is really going to have to take that into account. There's not one ideal environment that will produce a lack of relapse. It's really much more about the individual's recovery plan and have you thought through what things are going to come up in the environment when you get back to it. And what can you do to take care of yourself?
Along the same lines, obviously football is his passion, what he's, you know, done his whole life and seems to be the number one thing that, you know, that's what he enjoys to do. Does going back to something that he, you know, loves to do, does that help with his mindset?
Absolutely. I mean, you really have to find a reason to be sober, a reason to be in recovery. And that could be his family. I know he has a daughter. That could be his work. You know, having that sense of purpose and going back to something that he's very good at can absolutely help strengthen his recovery, but it can also make it really hard for him because it is so much pressure for him to perform.
Lisa, when you hear people say, and I've heard people call in today and say this, that we have no sympathy for him. He's had his chances. He's making millions of dollars. This isn't a disease. I heard one person call in and say, this isn't a disease. I'll tell you what diseases are. Go to the hospital. Those are diseases. When you hear that, what goes through your head? Because I would imagine you probably err on the side of, hey, listen, this is a disease, right?
That is absolutely what we believe. And that's really what the field is telling us. That's what science is telling us, is that addiction is a chronic brain disease. It is not just a moral failing. It is not just a choice. It is an ongoing disease that does come with chronic relapse, like so many other diseases. The easiest example is diabetes. You know, we don't really vilify someone with diabetes when their blood sugar's off. Right? If they went back to eating, not in the best way, testing their blood sugars, doing the things they need to do, which are lifestyle choices, not that dissimilar from addiction, we don't vilify people for that. We don't take away their insulin. We don't tell them that they shouldn't, you know, they shouldn't get a chance to work, to be with their families. But we do that with addiction. And really, it is very much a brain disease. And anyone who says anything different than that just doesn't understand it or hasn't had the experience themselves or with their family members.
I had a question from the Patriots perspective. Like, obviously you haven't worked with Josh Gordon, don't know, you know, all the details, but do you have, if you were, you know, advising him, were you in the mindset of you want to have someone, you know, working with him 24/7 around the clock, or is it you want to sort of stay away and let him go off on his own, or is it a combination of both, gradually progressing to leaving him off on his own? Like, is there something to be said for having somebody around him 24/7?
I don't think 24/7 is necessary. One, that's just not sustainable. That's not going to give somebody the feeling like they're successful in their own recovery if they feel like they have to be monitored 24/7. And if they are at that point, then he's not ready to be back, right? But, you know, there is something to be said for monitoring. I think, you know, kind of monitoring, knowing that there's somebody that cares about you, that's doing it because they want to check in and they want to make sure, and whether that's just the typical league drug testing or it's more, you know, recovery-based, like a recovery coach. That's a pretty big movement in the state now. Something like that, like a peer or, you know, a therapist, you know, someone who is really kind of on his side checking back in with him regularly can really support his recovery. You know, you shouldn't need somebody kind of attached to 24/7, but having access to whether it's a sponsor or a coach kind of when you need it throughout your recovery, really for the lifespan of your recovery, is helpful.
Lisa Blanchard, Vice President of Clinical Services for Spectrum Health Systems and New England Recovery Center, joins us. And Lisa, along those lines, you know, I had mentioned before where Josh Gordon gets dropped in the season last year, and everyone's trying to do the right thing. They put the life coach, Jack Easterby, with him, as Ryan said, a lot. The teammates are probably trying to say the right things. But now, do you think there's something to be said of having not only the team, the organization, the coaches, but even the teammates having gone through this with Josh Gordon last year, that maybe they learned how to treat him a little bit better?
And really, they just need to learn how to have somebody close to them that's in recovery and not avoid the topic completely and not stigmatize it. And stigma, I think, is a big piece that they probably would need to learn from, really that we all need to learn from, and not stigmatize the individual with addiction, but just be supportive and glad that he's doing well. And that's the kind of environment that he's going to need with the players around him.
Lisa, last question for me is that when you heard this news, when you hear about an athlete, maybe it's another situation, another athlete who this has happened to, that they're brought back after numerous chances, what's the first thing that goes through your head?
It's always recovery is possible. It doesn't matter how many times. It doesn't matter how many relapses, how many chances, how much money, how many blown chances. All of those things really don't matter, because the reality of it is, and we see this every day at Spectrum and New England Recovery Center, is that recovery is possible. And so maybe it wasn't that last, you know, rehab attempt or that last treatment attempt, but this one might make the difference. So that's really the only thought I have, is good, because I know it's possible.
Well, I can tell you, Lisa, you are the absolute best caller that we've had all day, and we'll have all week, and probably all month on this subject. So please don't be a stranger. Call on back, because we're going to be picking your brain about this. This is something I think a lot of people want to understand, but it's very, very difficult for the vast majority of us to understand.
Absolutely. I'm happy to. Thank you so much for having me.
All right. Thanks. That's Lisa Blanchard, Vice President of Clinical Services for Spectrum Health Systems and New England Recovery Center, a great organization.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.